Time for Bahuska's Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Huskies head football coach Joe Sindelar. Bahuska falling at Wyandotte last week, 48-13. Coach, 1-4. You won your first district game, but now you're 1-1 in district play. So still not bad. First road game of district just didn't turn out, I'm sure, how you would have liked.
Yeah, we were pretty disappointed, I think. And you know, as we talk every week to week, that we spend a lot of time about, you know, trying to evaluate our own performance, probably as much as or more than we do worrying about the opponents, if that makes sense. And we were very, very disappointed with the performance that we had on the field. Now, that's not to take anything away from Wyandotte. They were a very quality club. I think they're going to have a chance to compete for the district title. So not to take anything away from Wyandotte, because they really proved to be just a really efficient team, and athletically they were good. We just didn't meet the standard of our own performance, and we've kind of felt like that's happened to us in several of our games this year. And so we're kind of back to the drawing board again, and trying to find a way again to get our performance from the practice field onto the Friday night field. And so that's kind of where we're at this week.
Talking with Bahuska head football coach Joe Sindelar after the Huskies lost to Wyandotte last week. Bahuska hosting Kansas this Friday for the Huskies homecoming game. And Coach Sindelar, what would you like to see your guys improve upon from last week to this week?
Well, I think, again, and we kind of had a similar conversation a couple of weeks ago, is I think we just got to, it's a matter of execution. And as we break down films, and we're just finding breakdowns in execution, and it kind of even becomes the situation where you know, if it was one particular group that was having some failures in execution, you know, we could kind of hone in on something like that. But that just doesn't seem to be the case. It just seems to be a breakdown in all the different groups that are played on the field. And so, again, what we need to see is our kids go out there and just execute the game plans and block the right schemes and you know, be able to handle the blitz a little bit better, those types of things. So that's what we're working towards again coming up this Friday. Is once we put the whole thing together, we'd just like to be able to see them go out there and perform to their abilities on Friday night.
Loss to Wyandotte obviously doesn't kill you. After Nowata, the district really is wide open, and the schedule for you all after Wyandotte, it gets a little bit easier. Kansas is 0-5. They've struggled this year, have not scored in the double digits in any of their losses. For instance, they lost to Wyandotte 32-6, and their loss to them back in early September. What do you know about Kansas?
Well, you know, again, their record doesn't necessarily speak for what they are, because it's you know, just like we are. I don't believe our record really stands for what we are. So they're obviously very excited to play us. They're running a five fronter, and sometimes they roll up the ends. It looks like a 3-4 type defense. Just kind of similar to what we've seen in the past. And once again, without. You know, it's kind of the same thing. It sounds like a broken record. We're playing against ourselves as much as anybody. So, you know, they're excited to play. I know their coach has called me often and is very excited to play the game. So they're going to come out here and play us. And anytime they come over to somebody's homecoming, you know, people like to play the spoiler in a homecoming game. So they're going to come play red hot. We just need to be able to step up and do what we need to do.
And that leads me into my next question. Homecoming for you guys, any, you know, added distractions or excitement or anything like that going into the game on Friday because of that?
Well, you know, I think that's always a coach's concern, is the distractions of homecoming. But I think every place I've been for a lot of years, I think those distractions, they're not necessarily during practice times. And so they, you know, I think it generates some excitement. And once again, it brings a bigger crowd into your stadium on Friday night. So I think it's something to get excited for. It's a district game. It's homecoming. People are going to come back here and watch these guys play, former teammates, that type of thing. So I don't worry so much about it being a distraction. Sometimes I think we can use it as a launching pad to be an advantage for us, because they want to play well in front of their their previous peers and in front of a big crowd.
Bahuska head football coach Joe Sindelar, the Huskies taking on Kansas at home for their homecoming this Friday at 7:30. Bahuska 1-1 in district play. Kansas is 0-2 in district play. Coach Sindelar, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you on Friday.
Oh, okay, thanks. Good talking with you.